This is Twit.
We all remember COVID-19 is really affecting the industry. And in fact, a lot of people are working from home. A lot of people are working remote. And that, guess what? Maybe your security group and your security organization and your security team might just not be ready. Curtis, are they ready?
Well, in a lot of cases, they're not. For many companies, concern for employees' health amid the rapid rise of coronavirus, they have sent all of those employees home. And that shift, which let's all admit, has been properly done to protect people from infection, but it could expose their organization to cyber infection. Now, businesses ranging from tech giants to startups are clearing their offices, and the list grows every day. Just today, we have seen California, Illinois, and New York all tell employees not part of critical businesses, which basically means if you're not directly involved in healthcare, law enforcement, or feeding people, you should stay home. And companies are having to adopt to that. Craig LaCava, Global Executive Services Director at Optiv Security, said, quote, most CISOs are thinking about it. They're being diverted to calls with executives briefing them about it, and they're getting ready for worst-case scenario. Because let's face it, for many companies that might have started out thinking that this was just a week or two thing, they're now beginning to adjust that thinking, wondering what it's going to be like if a fair number of their employees have to be remote for weeks, if not months. Now, Darren Murph, who's head of remote at GitLab, called the trend crisis-driven work from home. And as he points out, this is much, much different from an intentional, planned approach to remote work. Employees are being thrust into remote work without preparation, without warnings, without documented processes to guide them. And not everyone who ends up working remotely is going to be able to adapt rapidly. Experts agree that the attack surface is going to grow as more organizations encourage work from home. As workers start to connect from living rooms and coffee shops, they could be using personal smartphones, laptops, and tablets to send business data over unsecured networks. Those who prefer their home PCs might transfer critical data without them considering the risk. And those who visit other workspaces for a change in scenery could leave their devices unintended. More homes are becoming connected, and consumer IoT devices, light bulbs, refrigerators, Peloton bikes, even Roombas, have been created without security at the top of mind from their creators. And putting corporate assets on the same Wi-Fi networks as those devices creates a new entry point for attackers to reach corporate assets. Now, what can security teams expect? An executive for CI Security and the former CIO for Scripps Health in Seattle Children's Hospital encouraged taking the time to ensure that devices are properly configured. He correctly points out that in a crisis, we have a tendency to take shortcuts. Security pros who rush to get devices set up and deployed may lay landmines that they could step on later. And often, simple misconfigurations are what leave data accidentally exposed on the internet. CISOs should assume identities will be targeted at higher rates than usual by attackers who know their activities will be hidden in a spike of remote traffic. As well, a number of organizations had begun using behavioral analytics to both identify potential threats and do authentication. And in a time like this, well, figuring out what is normal activity is really difficult. So, multi-factor authentication, VPNs, regular encryption, both at rest and in motion, all of these are critical, as well as reinforcing the training and education of employees. I'm going to ask each of my co-hosts to weigh in now. Lou, I know that your organization was one of the early ones to have employees working from home in huge quantities. What do you think about the suggestions that you just heard? Are they enough? Is there something else that you think that people should be considering when they think about working from home?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think these are great steps. These are great ways to make sure that you are, proactively getting your network and your organization ready for being a remote worker, especially if you've never done it before. MFA was one of those things, definitely for sure, that's helped us to actually transition and make sure that we're securing logging in. Obviously, there's a lot of families that are at home, and you never know, things might leak out in credentials and being able to access things, and so you want to make sure that you're securing those endpoints. Another thing is just training your users, communication and social events, to make sure that you're providing good steps, not only just in lists and tools, but also training them, sitting them down and making them understand that this is a different world. It might seem like it's not that different because a lot of people use, Slack or MS Teams, Microsoft Teams, and they communicate even when they're in the office over these tools. But, the setting might be different, but it also is the technology and the requirements for an organization when it comes to securing things and making sure that you can work remotely securely. And so I would say making sure that you provide guides to your users of why you're doing specific things. If you're using authenticators and MFA and biometrics, why are you doing that? And, why are you securing a channel? Why are you asking people to use, Windows Virtual Desktop? Or why are you asking them to use Remote Desktop? Why are you also asking them to, use secure channels for documents and data and MDM on their devices, mobile device management? You really need to educate the users because a lot of them just don't understand. They think it's just extra restrictions to make it harder for them. But really, it's trying to making it more secure for them so they can be ready to do this remotely. And I think that's a really hard part for people to grok sometimes in organizations. I see a lot in the industry where organizations will start locking things down because they've never done it before. And then people just think it's just extra hoops that they have to get jump through. Sometimes it impedes their productivity sometimes. So I think education is a really big thing. And I think just explaining it to users will help them actually adopt it sooner and easier.
Well, Brian, I know we want to get to our guest, and you have a long history in this kind of work. So if you had one phrase that you wanted to leave in the top of everyone's mind regarding this, what would that phrase be?
Well, you know how in this pandemic we're talking about social distancing? Make sure, we keep that 6 feet distant, separation. My suggestion is do the same thing for your data. Even really, really inexpensive firewalls can set up multiple zones. Set up a separate zone on your home firewall. Even the cheapies can do it. Put your stuff on that when you do just working from home. Leave the kids on the other one. Because, schools aren't anywhere near as good as an enterprise at making sure the kids' laptops or other devices aren't infected. So if you at least do some data distancing, maybe that's a step in the right direction.